Well, aren't you just a straight up darling? I mean, look at you. Looking at me all concerned. Watching over me as I sleep. Waiting for me to wake up. Oh, you are just lovely. And I am so lucky. So very lucky. Whatever did I do to deserve someone like you? Someone who drugs me and cages me. Oh, I am so lucky. And you are ever so confused. This isn't what you expected, is it? This wasn't part of your plan. So, darling, how long have I been out for? A week? 2 weeks? I feel stiff. My head, oh, it hurts. I would say 2 weeks. Have you been here all that time? Have you just been watching, waiting, hoping? Of course you have, because you are just that lovely. And I am just so lucky to have you. So lucky to have someone who really cares. Someone who really loves me. Someone who would do anything for me. Even save me from myself. That's the point of this whole little experiment, isn't it? Saving me from myself. Of course it is. Of course. Because you've been snooping. You've been nosy. You've been in my private things. Were you subtle? Or were you careless when you were rifling through my lab? Did you leave something out of place? How do I know? What gave you away? Darling, I'll put you out of your misery. Nothing. There was nothing that gave you away. You were careful. I had no idea that you had been in my lab. But I do now. Because I'm in a cage. A very secure cage. But one you've gone to awful lengths to make extremely comfortable. Why would you do that, I wonder? It's a little out of place. It's a stark contrast, don't you think? These dark iron bars and the soft, fluffy pillows. Such a contrast. But then again, that's what this is all about, isn't it? The contrast. Light against shadow. Oh, but my poor, pretty darling. I'm afraid you've gotten the wrong end of the stick. I am so sorry. And by sorry, I mean I'm not sorry, because that isn't what I do. Are you beginning to figure it out yet? I don't think you are, which is a shame. Or not, because it just means that I'm going to really, really enjoy this. How long have we known each other? A year? A year and a half? Well, that's true. But I've known of you for much, much longer. I've been watching you for a long time, admiring you from a distance. You're so very comely, so kind and generous. Not my usual type. But there's just something about you that I'm fascinated by. I'm enchanted by. I'm bewitched by. You're somewhat of an obsession. But you would never look at me. Well, you would look. You would sneak glances, but you would never ever be seen out in public with me. Not a woman like me. Oh no. How could you? You have a reputation. But I wanted you so, so badly. And when I want something, I get it, but how to get you? You were tricky, difficult, complicated, because you're not tricky, you're not difficult, you are not complicated, you are just you. Lovely, gorgeous you. And how is a girl like me meant to get a darling like you? Simple answer, I wasn't. But if I wasn't me, perhaps I would stand a chance. And therein is the solution. The potion. That marvelous magic. And by magic, I mean not magic. Potion of mine. Oh, what it took to brew that potion, darling. The blood, sweat, and tears. The hours, days, and weeks just spent working. Pushing the boundaries of science beyond. Beyond anything you could ever, ever think of. Not that you would. Because you're not like that. And that is why I like you. That is why I love you. That is why I adore you. Because I do. I adore you. And I want you. I want you so, so badly. But not for indiscretion. Not for mere hours. I want you for good. And that potion was the key. You see, one sip of that potion. And that potion was the key to us both getting what we wanted. I would have you. And you would have your lady love. Shy and demure. Sweet and lovely. And then you had to go and ruin it, didn't you? You had to go and ruin it. Perhaps I am to blame. I should have spent longer brewing the potion. I should have ironed out all the little issues. You know the issues I'm talking about, don't you? The need for a day's break every month. Just one day of not being your lady love. I needed one day to be me, to be Dr. Hyde. There's something in the chemistry, something that I just couldn't pin down. The potion only works for 1 month at a time. One lunar cycle. And before I can take it again, I need a day. 1 day of being me. But it's not just 1 day. Well, it doesn't feel like 1 day. For those 24 hours, I am overcome with such base emotions. I have no self-control. I'm volatile. Highly volatile. I get into trouble. I get into scrapes. I enjoy it. I enjoy the feeling of blood on my skin. The sound of pain. Everyone carries a little darkness in them. And me, more than most. But when all that darkness is condensed into one mere 24-hour period, oh, the things I do. I can't help it. It's who I am. Until the sands in the hourglass pour away. And the time comes to take the potion once more. And then I am rendered sweet. I am rendered serene. I am rendered the Lady Jekyll. A woman you love. So sweet and lovely. So devoid of shadow. Weren't you happy, darling? I thought you were happy. I thought you were satisfied, but I thought wrong. Because you began to snoop. While I was planning our wedding, planning our life, you were creeping in dark corners where you didn't belong. So curious. Oh, I dare say you're going to regret that. Oh, I can see that you figured it out, but let me just say it. Let me just make it clear. The potion didn't turn Lady Jekyll into Dr. Hyde. It turned Dr. Hyde into Lady Jekyll. And what have you done? Oh, there it is. There it is. Whoops. But surely it's not a problem. I mean, I can always just take the potion, only it doesn't work like that. 2 weeks without a dose and the potion is rendered useless. Another little flaw that I fail to work out. Because I never intended to stop taking the potion. All it would have taken is one day a month, just one mere day, and our life would have been perfect. But you were nosy, and you went snooping. Oh, my darling, what have you done? What have you done? You've ruined it. You have ruined it. But I won't let you go. Why would I ever let you go? It just means that you... you'll have me. You'll have Dr. Hyde. Oh, you won't. That's quite emphatic and quite rude, might I just say. Oh, my poor sweet darling. Do you really think I'll let you get away? Do you really think I'll let you run from this? After what I did for you? After what I became for you? Oh no, 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 no. Showing me the key to the cage. Well, that's just crass. But not a problem. You have no idea who Dr. Hyde is. And that is going to cost you. So, darling, do as you wish. Walk away, run away. Leave me abandoned and cursed. Only you won't. You'll come back. Because you are lovely and sweet and just so you. Oh, you're going. Of course you are. Of course you are, darling. Walk away. Just walk away. You'll be back. And when you do, things will be on my terms. Oh, darling. Don't you regret being so nosy? Oh, I'm going to enjoy this. I am going to enjoy this. I can feel the darkness. Oh, I can feel it. Not quite as intense, but just as enlivening. While I might not be murdering anyone, I'm certainly going to enjoy myself. And there you go. A final push. I'll see you soon, darling. I'll see you very soon. Farewell, Lady Jekyll. I can't say I'll miss you. Not when being Dr. Hyde is so enjoyable. This is going to be fun. Well, for me at least. Now we